9:41 on Wisconsin's Morning News. The final weekend of Summerfest 2026 will open in just over 26 hours. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Meyer Festival Park. Some of the biggest names of the nine-day festival still set to perform. Joined now by WTMJ's Sandy Max, host of What's on Tap, with a look at some of the big acts and what else is happening at Summerfest. And we broke a little news this morning, Sandy, as we had Sarah Pancari on, as you heard, from Summerfest, saying on Thursday and Friday of the festival, you will be able to bring in a water bottle.
Which is smart. They've done that in the past. And I think anytime when you're talking, you get the lakefront breeze, it'll still be fun down there. But you always want to stretch out your fun. And to be able to bring in one sealed bottle of water, 20 ounces or less.
Yeah, so this is the 20 ounce or less, the plastic one that you buy, not your big water jug, your...
The Stanley cups
your,
and all
your
that.
Your Stanley or your Owala or Oswald or whatever bougie cup my kids bought me. They're not talking about that. Buy one at the store for a couple of bucks and you can carry that in. Fill it up at the bubbler if you want.
Yeah.
And that is for Thursday and Friday of the festival.
That stretches out your health, your hydration, your fun, and your dollar, because they've got bubblers all over. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I think that's a really smart idea, because we do want to have fun. We don't want to not go have fun at Summerfest, you know. So, and then you just heard Bodine's Closer to Free. We love the Bodine's here. So they're celebrating their 40th anniversary, which makes my heart so very happy. They're just such a great band to see live. And now to know that Kurt Newman and the band are going to have a special performance of Closer to Free on an Independence Day weekend where we're celebrating freedom. That's just going to be a lot of fun. So that is July 4th. And Sarah Pancari just rattled off so many cool things that are happening on July 4th itself. You've got the fireworks at 9:30. Harley is going to be there. There's going to be a special Harley Davidson at that Midgate entrance there. So you can get your photos with this 4th of July version of a Harley Davidson. Sweet. I mean, does it get much more Milwaukee iconic brands than Summerfest and Harley Davidson together? So I think that's a whole lot of fun. And then of all the things that Sarah mentioned, and they're also, Harley's doing Hunger Task Force. So if you get there between noon and 3, all the free promotions, all the get in frees are between noon and 3. Mm-hmm. And check their Summerfest app, but you want to get there early. And again, stretch it out because there are places to cool off all throughout the grounds.
Do you know my saying? Do you know my saying? Or do you want me to do
it? I do. You say it best because no one can say
it.
Even you can't say it.
No, I can say it
accurately. If you're paying full price for Summerfest, you're just not trying hard enough.
That is as close as anybody gets. If you paid full price to get into Summerfest, you just didn't try very hard.
Yeah, you didn't look into it because they really do a lot of community events like Hunger Task Force. And on Thursday, they're teaming up with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Kenosha's Basic Needs Closet. So bring some school supplies and you can get in free on Thursday. But let me just finish July 4th. One of the coolest things, because being part of America's 250th block party, we are officially part of the country's, you know, big celebration. And this is an effort, it's a bipartisan effort to bring people together. And one of those ways is not just to watch fireworks and enjoy music. They're going to have an Airstreamer there where you can answer questions about what you love about America.
Like a trailer. Like
cool. Which I'm sure will be air conditioned. And it will have, but you have your chance to sit down, answer some questions, and you'll be part of this big project by the Library of Congress. Your voice could live on in the Library of Congress and also be featured on the Library of Congress website.
Nice.
Celebrating the 250th anniversary of our great country. So July 4th, there's a lot to look forward to and get in on. And the other thing to remember is, you know what they have all around the Summerfest grounds? The Sani and Sun stations. So if you're going out, slap on that sunscreen. Even when your loved one says, I think you're sweating, you might need to reapply. Just go ahead. Just go ahead and reapply. Just go ahead. So, and I would also say some of the fun things to help you stay cool are the beverages. They have a lot of non-alcoholic beverages to tempt your taste buds. That did you stroll by the Pepsi Drips?
What's the story with it? These are different flavors?
You get Mountain Dew with tahini in it and spice it all up. So any beverage, any soda pop you can think of, then put some syrups and some froth and some foam and really personalize it and amp it up. And there's a shark attack at the Fazio's Boba. And then you get little shark candy in it.
I was going to say, I'm going to need a little bit further explanation.
Some shark gummies, but you know, and they're just colorful. They come in all different colors, and you can also get the mocktails. And there's a spot that's got a mango lemonade. You know, you're not just stuck with beer, which we love. And then that's the other thing is there is a happy hour every single day between 4 and 5. You get half price off selected Molson items like in honor of Bob Uecker, you can have a light or a Miller High Life. And so
I took advantage of that.
Did you? Did you the happy hour?
I did.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, that app is really helpful to find those deals. But there are so many ways. Another way to cool off at Summerfest, the Lasso Lounge, which is that huge tent. It used to be JoJo's Martini Bar. And way back in the day, it used to be the comedy tent on the south end in front of the AmFam Amphitheater. It's big. It's spacious. They have tables. It is completely shaded. You've usually got a DJ or a local band in there entertaining you. That's a great place to sit down, cool off, and figure out your next move.
WTMJ's Sandy Max is with us as we look ahead to the final weekend of Summerfest. Had a good talk with Sarah earlier today. I took her down memory lane.
Yeah.
But we were talking about, you know, when we were younger, just how Summerfest was really ultra focused on attendance. And it's not that they don't want people, they don't want healthy attendance numbers. But back in the day, you remember how three times a day Summerfest would give, okay, here's the update at 4 o'clock. And then here's the update at 7 o'clock.
The turnstile count.
At midnight, they would send out, right? And they would get really excited if they could pack literally a million people on the grounds through the run of the festival. And just they really adjusted that over the years and thought, you know, it's not about how many people we can put down there. It's about whether or not they're having a good time and whether or not we're making revenue and keeping the festival healthy. And I think that's been really good.
I think it has too. And think about how many times people have said, I like Summerfest and I'd like to see the Gene Simmons band, but it's too many people.
Yeah.
Like,
you never want to have nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded, right?
Yeah. But there are so many. Get on the Sky Glider, catch a breeze, walk that lakefront path. That's always my shortcut. I'm like, okay, if I need to get from one end to the other, because there have been so many times where I want to see a band on the U-Line stage all the way on the north side, and then my other favorite band is playing at the BMO Pavilion. Mm-hmm. I just skittle up the goth rocks, as we like to call them, and get up to one end. So instead of, but the other beauty of Summerfest, it really is choose your own adventure, and it is the joy of discovery. So as you're shuffling along the main stretch there, you're going to hear somebody on the big backyard and go, who is playing piano? That's really good. Or who is that voice on the Oasis? And also, you'll discover the art, the Radiant Echoes that Fuzz Pop Workshop has, the big funny, I shouldn't say funny, but the colorful, almost looks like Chihuly artwork that is between the T-Mobile stage and the U-Line stage. And you'll discover some fun drink that you hadn't had before, or you'll bump into somebody you hadn't seen in ages. It really is the joy of discovery at Summerfest if you just chill, shuffle along, and enjoy the flavors and the foods and the sounds.
We've got the big headliners to kind of wrap up the 3 days. Any kind of music highlights though standing out to you?
I feel like, well, I love Muse. They're going to be big and loud and theatrical, and I think that's going to be a great show tomorrow night. Alex Warren, I was so blown away by him at the Grammy Awards. Did you see him? He performed. He was walking through the concourse. His earpiece screwed up. He never missed a beat, and then he stood on this stage that just elevated. He did miss a beat, and then the next day on social media, he didn't throw anybody under a bus. He was like, hey, you know what? It's a live performance. That's what happens. So I think he's going to put on a great show on Friday, and so many people are psyched about Jelly Roll on 4th of July. So I think between 4th of July, fireworks, Jelly Roll, Harley, you've got a whole lot happening.
WTMJ's Sandy Max, when are you out there? Are you broadcasting again?
I am not out there tomorrow. Unfortunately, okay. I'm not on the grounds broadcasting, because I like that as a place to work. I like to be out in the wild, right? But I will be there. I will be there. Be nice, say hi, maybe I'll buy you a frosty one.
All right.